Hello, my wild ones, and welcome back to the Wild Extremities podcast, a vlog style podcast where we search to find beauty in the wild extremities of our souls, where sun rarely shines, yet beauty blossoms full. My name is Brittany Scott, and I am your host, and I am just so happy to have you guys back. Thanks for coming. I post daily, so come back again tomorrow. Or not, come back again tomorrow. And don't forget to check out my blog, wildextremities.com, and subscribe if you like me and want to see more of this kind of stuff, as well as my poetry. You can also follow me on all of my social media platforms at Wild Extremities. Made it real simple. I'm most active on Instagram, by the way, so definitely find me there. Slide in my DMs. I promise I don't bite. And we can be friends, honestly. Also, you can find this podcast pretty much anywhere except for Spotify, because Spotify is bougie and we have to level up before we get there. So let's get started. Hey guys. So tonight's episode is on loss. So pretty much today, somebody who went to my university passed away. I went to a small school, so we all know each other. So literally my timeline was flooded with, you know, pictures and things and rest in pieces. And I don't know. And then my friend's brother is on life support. And then another friend called me and told me that her, like she was just sad. And then she told me about her, what is it called? Her church, family member passing away. And then, a friend of mine passed away a few weeks ago, or, a week or two ago. I don't know. It wasn't that long. It was really long ago at all. Today I had a really good day, and I feel really appreciative for life. And I think that that's the nature of loss. Loss is a reminder for those who are still alive. Because dead are chilling. They're making it. Or not making it. But they're making it. You know what I mean? The dead are chilling. But it's those that are alive that have to deal with, the loss, the grief, the everything else. And I think that death is so much of a reminder to each of us still living on this side of the life-death spectrum. It is, I guess, just a reminder that life is precious. And it's not just life is precious, but it's just appreciate what you have. Right now, I'm sick. I literally have a piece of tissue stuck up my left nostril. I have a piece of tissue stuck up my left nostril. And I wanted to, be upset, to feel bad, because I hate being sick. I really hate being sick. And I've been sick a lot. And so, I wanted to feel some type of way. But realistically, I am so grateful. Me being sick now is crazy, because it shows that I went a solid 6 months without being sick. I haven't been sick since January. Over 6 months without being sick, around 7 months without basis, or over 7 months. I've gone over half a year without being sick, and I haven't done that in the last 2 years. And I don't know, maybe that may be something little for somebody. But for me, if you guys know my story about how, you know, being sick straight from January till April of 2016 and never getting, not like never reclaiming my immune system until this year, I guess not really never, but not reclaiming my immune system until this year. And so I'm so grateful. I am so grateful for the fact that, you know, even this sickness is very minor. Like, I'm still going to classes. Like, I'm still in my orientation, and it's exciting. And my orientation went so well today. And I was there putting in IVs, and I was drawing blood, and I was intubating, and it was just so exciting. I was doing all this on like simulated patients, but like I can actually do it on real patients too. And, but it was super, super, super exciting. Yeah, it was super exciting. And, and I guess in this world of loss and struggle and everything, you know, that is struggly. I guess it was just a... a reminder of how precious it is to be where I am. Because I think I've been taking... being in my third year of med school for granted, but I worked so hard to get here. I worked so hard, and this is the thing that I love and the thing that God has called me to. And I lost a lot of that love. But it's just like in this place of loss and mourning, just knowing that God still creates anew. And he's still causing the flowers to bloom, causing lives to be good in the midst of all of the badness. So I'm about to go to sleep, y'all, but I just wanted to just drop by and say that, just remind you guys to appreciate your life. And rest in peace, Eli. He was actually, I guess I said I like spoke about him as if he was just somebody who went to my school, but he was a friend. And he's a beautiful soul. Like, you know, like, so for me, I wasn't crazy close to him. We were friends where, like, when we saw each other and we would, like, when we saw each other, we would talk and we would, like, hang out and chill. And it was just nice. It was always such a good vibe. And, you know, we would always make time to go out our ways for each other, like, as friends. But, you know, on occasion. And I don't know. I liked him. I liked him a lot. And so, yeah, today was a weird day just seeing everybody speak about him. But it was also beautiful to see how highly everybody spoke about him. And just as I would, like, you know, like when you read about people and you're like, yo, that's really how they were. And that was him. And again, me and him, we were not best friends. We were not crazy close, but we were friends. And two people who definitely, like, enjoyed each other's company. So to those who are mourning his loss, praying for you guys, and to his friends and family, to his family, praying for you. Okay, guys. So don't forget that I podcast daily. Come over. You can find this podcast anywhere that you can find podcasts. I'd love for you to become a regular listener. Also, slide into my DMs on Instagram. It's always a vibe. And even though I sound really, like, down, like, I feel like in the swarming of loss, as well as the fact that I'm sick and really tired, like literally I'm sick and tired. As on top of that, like those two things put together as we kind of in this like down place and I just gotta go to sleep. But yeah, slide into my DMs at Wild Extremities everywhere. I'd love to be your friend. I promise I don't always, you know, have tissue stuck up my left nostril. I guess last but not least, don't forget, y'all, to find beauty in the wild extremities of your souls where sun really shines, yet beauty blossoms full. Love you guys. Mwah.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.